Well, good evening and welcome. This is Mercedes Warwick, and tonight I am going to do a special channel for a group on a group of wonderful people in a group on Facebook for a wonderful lady by the name of Monica Bickerstaff. And I did say your name right, yes?
Yes, you did.
Good. Okay. I was like, okay. Every now and again, we get floating out there in the atmosphere, and right before, so good, I got it right. And I'm going to actually ask Monica to describe her group and her business a little bit before we get right into the channel. But I'm very thank you for inviting me to do this, to be the
very welcome
guest expert in your group this week. And I, when Spirit said to do a channel, I thought, ooh, this is going to be fun because you're a healer and you've got wonderful yeah. products and you are very in touch with, you know, the intuitive side of your work. I think that's the other reason I was so honored to be with you because you have this wonderful, quiet presence about you that is very... Now this is gonna. Oh no, the AK 990. This is gonna be sounding. I don't know how this is gonna sound to you, but it's very reassuring. That's the word that's coming up. It's very reassuring. Your presence, the way that you present your business, and then moving into this whole idea of holistic. Well, it's not an idea. This whole lifestyle, really, of holistic right. healing, and so just. You want to just say a few words about who you are and what you do and how you do it and how terrific you are?
Thank you so much. I'm just so grateful that you said yes. My vision has always been to bring together healers of the mind, body, and spirit. I am a certified clinical holistic health practitioner. And my areas of expertise are I'm a certified aromatherapist, a master herbalist, and a traditional Chinese medicine healer. And I came into my gift as an intuitive medicine woman through my Nana, who is now 101 years young, not on any meds, no mobility assistance, no dementia. I remember... being about age 4, watching her make essential oils in her kitchen, in the same home that she's in now, today. And, I guess my energies when I was young, I was always scattered and just trying to rein things in. She would always anoint me with lavender essential oil. So I knew that I wanted to draw on her spiritual base, my legacy, my history, and I also wanted to bring in the scientific aspect of healing. I believe that we all can heal ourselves and our bodies and our minds. And I make, I will say, a wonderful line of custom-crafted products that are blended with essential oils and love and they are for the mind, body, and spirit. I have everything to help you grow hair, to help you sleep, to help you breathe easy, to, you know, ease your mind. And my products are meant for women, men, and children.
Oh,
and I'm working for our beloved cats and dogs, my beloved Misha, my kitty. Transitioned 3 years ago, and she still comes to me through my dreams, and she's like, okay, what about me? So this summer, I will be debuting a line, a relaxation line for pets called Misha.
Oh, how wonderful. And where can we purchase your product?
So I have an online store, Monica's Vegas Holistic Health Emporium, and my web URL is squareup.com/store/ Vegas Holistic Health Emporium.
And do you do appointments for individuals, or how do you work? Like, how do you come to into relationship
yes.
with the person and the oils, and how does all of that work?
Right. So I do appointments for my diagnostic services. So if you have anything that's ailing you or bothering you or anything that you want to enhance spirit-wise, if you want to ease anxiety or if you want to sleep better, you can phone in 702-219-0084. Connect with me personally there through Facebook at Monica Bickerstaff or through email, sistersage888@aol.com. And I also do energy reading, color aura energy readings as well, which are wonderful if you're kind of at a crossroads and you want some spiritual direction and guidance to career, health, relationships. So, yeah, those are the main three channels where you can reach me.
Wonderful. So my turn.
yeah.
A lot of times people don't realize that the channel can actually be done on an individual for individuals as well as just sitting down as we're going to do tonight for a group. And what happens during those sessions, I'm a Reiki master teacher, so I pull in the Reiki energy. I have source energy, so we pull in source, and I sit quietly. And if you have something, the channel is not predictive. That is the one thing that I would like to say. So I'm not going to say next Tuesday, go around the corner, go into the convenience store, buy a ticket, you're going to win the lottery. You know? We're not predictive. And we work on probability. So, and that is because you have free will. So when you have something, we will speak in metaphors. There's a lot of storytelling in the channels a lot of the time. Sometimes it is open to some translation. Had a wonderful set of channels, President's Day weekend, Brown Hued Women Walk on Common Ground. And it was a heart. I have actually categorized that set of channels as the second hardest channel set of channels that I've ever done. It was at 5 months in the making. Spirit had asked me to do those channels back in October, and there was so much learning for me to do and so much. I had to move out of the way.
Mm.
Now, I am human. Mm. I had to move out of the way. And so when I got the title, and there's a whole art series I'm hoping we're affirming. they're guiding me to do a workshop or retreats around this tough topic. But the common ground was love. Common ground was the sacred sacred energy, sacred spaces within ourselves. Common ground was respect. The common ground was looking at your goddess sister and seeing yourself in her eyes. That was the common ground, you know. And in October when I first got the title, I was thinking, and partially, if this was not invalid, but it wasn't, I hadn't looked at the higher frequency. And when I got the title in October, I'm thinking diversity and how different we are and coming together. It was really a fascinating set of channels. So MercedesWorkArt.com is where those channels are currently listed. And then I have a bunch of channels. 36 channels in 36 days is an exploration, a journey into the law of polarity and coming in through the heart chakra, coming in through love, pulling all aspects of yourself, the shadows and the brilliance, into what we call the state of God, and then manifesting using the law of polarity. So that is all free on my website, MercedesWorkArt.com. And we're going to we're going to play a little bit today. So in 36 channels, 36 days, there is, I have posted in your group, Monica, the exhalation. So I thought we'd start with doing some exhalations today. And we're going to do 36 exhalations. We're going to go into the heart chakra saying, I love you, Monica. I love you. Your first name, I love you. And then it's going to get quiet, a little quiet. And then I'm going to go into the channel. At the end of the channel, you're welcome to hang up or you're welcome to just sit quietly for a moment. This is being recorded, so I will turn off the recording. It does take me a few moments to come back. So if you want to dialogue with me after, just sort of be still, and I'll be back shortly. I think that's enough for now. I think we'll just be quiet and begin with the exhalation. And so let's begin.
Okay.
Just quietly coming into yourself, into this special now, into this time and this space. Gently allowing the breath coming into focus, conscious awareness of the breath. Being gentle with yourself, because you're being consciously aware of the breath, not focusing in, taking a big exhalation, big inhalation, just gently allowing the breath to sort of come into you. Now inhaling to the count of one and exhaling to the count of two. So inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale. Exhale and exhale. Breathing in through the nose. Exhaling through the mouth. Exhale. Exhale. Breathing in through the nose. Exhale. Breathing in through the nose. Exhale. Gently breathing in through the nose. Exhale. Breathing in through the nose. Exhale. Breathing in through the nose. Exhale. In through the nose. Exhale. Breathing in through the nose. Exhale. Breathing in through the nose. Exhale. In through the nose. Exhale. And through the nose. Exhale. Three more times. In through the nose. Exhale. Two more times. Exhale. One more time. Slowly coming into your rhythm, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose and remembering breath. Enter the state of being, entering your heart chakra. I love you, your first name, I love you. I love you, Mercedes, I love you. I love you, Monica.
I love you. I love you, Mercedes, I love you.
Our vessel, Iekena Nananioko, Iekena, did not talk much about Iokona, what was on her mind today, Ieshkena, in the preamble, Yoshkona na Ieshkena, which is very unusual. But we are talking today about space, Iokona, sacred space, Yoshkona Ieshkena, Ananioko Okona Iekena, and being grateful. Yeshkona, for the sacred spaces that you have, Yokona Nieshkena. When we say being grateful for the sacred spaces that you have, Yokona Nieshkena, this could look so many different ways, Yokona Nieshkena. In each moment, you have a sacred space that is within you. Onono Nieshkena na Nioko Okona, and each, Nieshkena, in each breath, Yokona. And then there is your living space, Yokona Nieshkena, and creating an environment, Yokona Nieshkena. Anana Nioko Okona Nieshkena. And then Yokona Nieshkena. And there is the space that you create for yourself in the world, Yokona Nieshkena. That is where we are going to start today, Nieshkena Anana Nioko Okona. Our vessel has been Yoshkona Ieshkena, very attuned to what is happening, Ieshkena, in the communication frequencies of Noni Ieshkena, of your world, Yokona, of her space, of her country, Yokona Ieshkena. The history is that she's a former communications person, Ieshkena na Nayoko, and so she pays attention to the words very carefully, Yoshkona Ieshkena. and the nuances, the okona, of what is happening through the word, the ekena nani yoshkona. And so she was saying to us the other day, iokona ieshkena, that we have been asking her to create and understand the whispers in the wind, iokona, the frequencies below the chatter that's on the surface, iekena nanioko. Ieshkena nanioko, iekena. But today she was listening and listening and listening and listening, iokona nanioshkona, ieshkena. And she was looking and looking and looking and looking, ioshkona nieshkena nanioko okona. And she was wondering, ieshkena, if we really understood truly how to create a sacred space, iokona, as we were walking through this world, iokona nieshkena nanioko. It is interesting for her, ieshkena at this time, ieshkena nanioko, because ieshkena ananioshkona ieshkena, she does not have a traditional job, iokona ieshkena, so she can choose to be in her home for days, iokona, talking to Beliki, her trusted companion, iokona ieshkena, the German shepherd, iokona ieshkena, for those who do not know us, iokona ieshkena. And she can sit quietly with her crystals, iokona ieshkena nanioko, or read a book, ieshkena nanioko, or converse with the world through the channel, iokona ieshkena. But there are days on end that if she chooses to, she has no human contact other than how she reaches out maybe through the computer, ioshkona ieshkena nanioko. So she was saying today as she was walking in the world, iokona ieshkena, that she was wondering what it would be like to be able to sit in a conversation and be in a sacred space, iokona, fully attuned to the world, ieshkona ieshkena, and that which is going on around her, ieshkena nanayoshko iekena. However, not allowing the world to penetrate her very being, iokona ieshkena nanayoko. So some would say, oh, let's suit up, onono ieshkena. In the healing realm, iokona nanieshkena, you could fill yourself up with white light, iokona ieshkena, and then nothing could penetrate the white light, iekena, or you could put a bubble around you, ioshkona ieshkena, and then nanieshko, some make the bubble pink, some make the bubble purple, some make the bubble gold, some make the bubble white, ioshkona ieshkena, and then you walk around in this bubble, ioshkona ieshkena nanioko. And we are laughing at that a little bit, ieshkena, because that is the truth for the old paradigm, ieshkena nananiyoko. But it does not have to be your truth for today, iokona ieshkena nananiyoko. So let us surmise, iekona ieshkena, that you are a energetic being, onono ieshkena, source energy, iokona, divine intelligence, iokona ieshkena. And that through this magnificent energy, ieshkona na ieshkena, you have been able to look at something, ieshkena na nayoko, and just discern, ieshke, that it is exactly as you perceive it to be, ieshkena na nayoko. No more and no less, ieshkona na ieshkena. So if it's a red apple, ieshkona na ieshkena, it is just the red apple. There's no emotion attached to the red apple. There's no judgment about how the apple is going to taste. Oh, no, no, nieshkena. No, nioshko. You may look at it and say, oh, it's shiny or dull. Iokona ieshkena. But say we were just to say that this is a red apple. Ioshkona nieshkena. Iokona, she is laughing because she doesn't want to say the words that we've put before her. So, if you were standing before a pompous ass, iokona ieshkena, you would just look at the person and say, this is a human being, iokona nanieshkena nanioko, and you may even say that this person is not in your frequency, iokona ieshkena. But it is not about going high or going low, ieshkena, going left or going right, ieshkena, or judging, ieshkena, that this person is a pompous ass, iokona ieshkena. It is just a human being, onono ieshkena, coming forth before you as a human being, iokona ieshkena. Now, we are saying this, you know, she is laughing, onono yoko, somewhat, ieshkena, but this is very important if you truly think about it, ieshkona ieshkena nanioko, because you manifest your life, your world, your desires, your actions, your dreams, your circumstances. You manifest everything through the emotion. Yokona ni yeshkena. So the moment you say this is a pompous act, yokona, and you have any energy behind it, good or bad, yoshkona, humorous, ononi yeshke, or destructive, anger, yeshkena nani yoko, you've ignited something in the ripples in the field, okona ni yeshkena nani yoko. So we are not saying to go around like an like a robot, an automated system, you know, uncaring, unfeeling, yoshkona ni yeshkena. But we are saying, yeshkena nani yoko, to look at it with somewhat of a detachment, yeshkona niyeshkena, and then come into that which you want. Yokona, want to do, well, no niyeshke, want to say, yeshkena, anana niyoko okona, want to respond, yokona, yeshkena, naniyoko. There is so much these days, yokona, yekena, we have talked to her, yokona, very much about yoshkona, listening to the silence, listening in between the gaps, yokona, yeshkena. But we have not talked much or at all about how to get to the gaps, yokona, yeshkena. So one of the things that we would say is just this. Observe what is in front of you as what is in front of you, no more, no less. The dog is the dog, the apple is the apple, the bottle of water is the bottle of water, the person is the person. The circumstance is the circumstance. Yoshkona ni yeshkena na yokona iyekena, ahana ni yoshkona iyekena ni yoko okona iyekena. So we have said the circumstance is the circumstance, yokona iyeshkena. Say the circumstance seems to be a little tough at the moment. Yoshkona yeshkena. Ah, we're going to take a step backward. Yoshkona yeshkena. Anana yoko. We started this by saying communication, words, and language. Yoshkona nani yeshkena nani yoko. So what is happening is there's a lot of vibrational frequency in the field these days. Yoshkona, whether you perceive it to be good or bad, there is a lot. A lot of stirring up, a lot of ripples, yokona yeshkena, a lot of yokona yeshkena, brick walls, yokona yeshkena, a lot of judgment and opinion, yokona yeshkena nani yoko. Words, yokona yeshkena, have meaning only as you assign them to have. Yokona. Words penetrate yokona only through the emotion. Ononi yeshkena. So, as a sensitive person, as a gifted person, as a healing person, that is who we are talking to, and as a light being person, ononi yeshkena, you may be sitting there feeling sensitive like every nuance, yokona, you feel your whole system going one way, yokona, and then another thing happens or another set of words come along, and you feel your whole system going another way. Yoshkona, yeshkena, nana, yoko, okona. We are saying, yokona, yeshkena, when you are in full understanding of the interior self, of the innate self, yokona, of the divine self, yokona, of the holy self, yeshkena nana yoko, and yes, of the higher self, yokona, yeshkena nana yoko, you then say, okay, here is the frequency that is before me, yoshkona, yeshkena, it is just what it is, yokona, no more, no less. I am not assigning any judgment, emotion, or action to it. Yoshkona niyeshkena, I am the observer of it. Yokona yeshkena, and then from there, yeshkena nani yoko, move forward. As a light being, a light worker, a star seed, yokona yeshkena, a divine one, yokona yeshkena, if you move with every action, every nuance, every shout, every yell, every pompous ass, yokona ehkena, every boo, yeskona, anana ehkena, every hey you, yokona ehkena, anana yoko, your sensitivities, anana yoko, are much yokona ehkena, deeper. Yokona ieshkena, and you feel things to the very core of your existence. Yokona na ieshkena. Yoshkona na ieshkena. So then you start saging and clearing in yokona ieshkena, and bubbling up yokona, filling up yokona ieshkena, when it is a matter of alignment. Yoshkona ieshkena na na yoko. In line with the divine self that you are, Ioshkona Nieshkena, you become the observer, Ioshkona Iekena. Part of why in 36 channels and 36 days we spent so much time, Iokona, on the state of being, your state of God, Iokona Iekena, is so that when you pull all of the aspects of you, all of your aspects of God that you are, eat the shadows as well as the brilliance, yokona ieshkena, and you love yourself fully, ieshkena nanayoko, then you can look at the outside exterior nanayoshkena stimulus, yokona, and say, ieshkena, I love myself, ieshkona, and project that into the world. Now, the one who is speaking, ieshkena nanayoko, recently had just a marvelous day, Ieshkena, and it was just mundane. There was nothing special. Went to buy a book, got a hamburger, Ananani Yoshkona, went grocery shopping, Ieshkena Ananani Yoko Okona, Ananani Ieshkena. However, her alignment was such, Ananani Ieshkena, and she did not realize it. Yokona, she came home just brilliant, glowing, Yokona Nieshkena, and she mentioned to a friend, what a special and terrific day this is, Okona Nieshkena. Something's changed. Yokona Nieshkena, and so she and her friend engaged in an extended conversation about what had changed, Yokona Nieshkena, because given the circumstances in the environment, Yokona Nieshkena, at large, Yokona Nieshkena, who knows what could have been happening in the world that day, Yokona Nieshkena, but she had an absolutely brilliant and magnificent day, Yokona Nieshkena. So after much deliberation, analysis, Yonono Nieshkena, and consideration, Yokona Nieshkena. We laugh because this is so funny and silly. Yonono Nieshkena, she laughed too, Ieshkena, Yonono Nieshkena. She said, I'm a nice person, Adana Nioshkona. I have been doing my work, Ieshkena, Nanayoko. Maybe I've changed, Yonono Nieshkena, Yoko Okona, Ieshkena. And the two of them had such a great laugh, Ohoro Ieshkena, because they had not considered that possibly the stimulus for all this marvelous, divine happiness, Yokona Nanieshkena, had been Ananioko, and Yoko activated Ieshkona Nanieshkena by her glee and happiness as she started her day, Ieshkona, and her work, Ieshkena, to say, I love you, Ieshkona, and to look very deeply inside of herself and say, that wasn't so nice. I think I want to change those aspects of myself, Onononi Ieshkena, and then began to work at them, Ieshkona, which included starting each conversation with a smile, Ieshkona, even though the person in front of her might have been less than desirable. We won't use that word again, Ananani Ieshkona, Anani Ieshkena. So after all of this analysis and deliberation and consideration, the only thing that they could come up with was, Ononono Nieshkena, our vessel is a pleasant person, Iokona Nieshkena. And despite every indication in the world, Iekena, that it should be imploding, exploding, Ananono Nieshkona, or Iokona Nieshkena, dissolving into nothingness, Iokona Nieshkena, because if you had been watching the news, Iokona, Nieshkena, Iekena, there has just been chaos and confusion, Iokona, Nieshkena. But in her life on that day, Yeshkena, as an empathic person, Yokona na Yeshkena, she had an absolutely splendid experience. Think about that. We are not saying not to be aware of what is happening around you. What we are saying, for your consideration, is that perhaps you are the gap. People are looking for those gaps of silence, those gaps of sanity, those gaps of peace. Perhaps you're the sacred space. Now, isn't that something to consider? My. You are the sacred space. We are coming across many, many people who are very sensitive, and we are coming across many, many people who are coming into their gifts and their sensitivities, and they can feel in the world, Ioshkona, Iekena, dread and horror, Iokona, Ieshkena, and some disbelief, Iokona, and some feelings of not being empowered, Iokona, to change, shift, or move their circumstances, or the circumstances of the communities or the world, Iokona, Ieshkena, Nanioko. But Lightworker, Ieshkena, Nanioko, Starseed, Iokona, Nioko, Ieshkena, you must understand something, Iekena. That which you seek is generally right in front of you, Ieshkena na Nayoko. And that which you seek, you are, Iokona ni Ieshkena. So if you're looking for the sacred space and the sacred quiet and the sacred love spot and the sacred Iokona ni Ieshkena na Nayoko divinity and the sacred stuff, we would just ask you to say, maybe it's me. And we are laughing today. We are in a little bit of a playful mood. We have done some very heavy work. We have been talking about Iokona Ieshkena Nanani Yokona, the breath, Anani Ieshke meditation, Iokona changing lifestyle, Iokona taking care of self, Iokona Iekena. These are all vital things, Iokona ni Ieshkena na Nioko. But you really could make a game of this, Iokona ni Ieshkena. We have spoken, we have said that there will be three items this year that catalyze Iokona ni Ieshkena humanity, all of humanity, regardless of your persuasion, Iokona ni Ieshkena of belief, Ananioko, culture, Iokona ni Ieshkena, or upbringing. This is a time when humanity is looking in at your heart, Iokona Ieshkena Nanioko. We have said, Lightworker Iokona, that you will find yourself in situations, places, and work that you would have never believed you would be in, Iokona Ieshkena, because the world needs your wonderful light and energy, Iokona Ieshkena. But now you're finding yourself out in the world and you're thinking, this isn't a fun place to be, Iokona na Ieshkena. For your saging and your clearing and your eating right and your Anono Ieshkena, walking off the energy that is not good, Iokona Ieshkena na Ioko. When we would say simply, align yourself with your source, Iokona Ieshkena, align yourself with nature, Iokona Ieshkena na Nioko. When you see yourself filling up with the energy that is not for your highest, let us rephrase that. When you see yourself before energy that you consider to be negative, unclean, unsafe, unholy, undivine, Iokona Ieshkena, we have said it is not for you to convert that energy, Iokona. You must respect its right to exist, Iokona Ieshkena. the other piece of it is, do not allow that energy to throw you out of alignment of who you are. Iyashkona, Iyashkena. Iyagona, Iyashkena, Naniyokoona. You can be you, Iyashkena, and understand that your energy, Iyakona, Iyashkena, Naniyoko, is enough. That is the other piece. Your energy is enough, Iyakona, Iyashkena. You are enough, Iyakona. You are worthy, Iyakona, Iyashkena. So you think you're being sent back out into the world, Iyashkena, Naniyoko? You know, no Yeshkena, and it is cruel and unforgiving and full of pompous people, Yeshkena, and you don't feel like you fit in, Iyokona, Yeshkena. Align yourself, Iyokona, Yeshkena, Nani Yoko Okona. This is the new energy. Align yourself with the highest frequencies, Iyokona, Yeshkena, the frequencies that you play in every day, Yeshkona. And for some, you have been playing with them every day for many, 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 many years. You just haven't had the opportunity to play with them, Yoshkona, Nani, EHK, in a room full of people, in a workplace, in a crowded store, Anoni, EHK, driving back and forth to work, EHK, Nani, Yoko. The test of your divinity, if you want to call it that, is not whether or not you can be divine at home, Iyokona, Iyashkena, in your safe place. The test of your true divinity, Iyokona, your true self, is whether or not you can hold your alignment as you are out in the world, Iyokona, Iyashkena, Naniyoko. So, use all of your stuff. Use all of it. Use it. You have not gone through these lessons over this time period for you to put everything away, Iyashkena. It is not a matter of if you are out in the real world, if we would call it that. It's really the illusionary world. But if you are out in the real world, Iyashkena, Iyashkena, that you cannot play, Iyashkena, Iyashkena. Use the tools that you have garnered, Iyashkena, Iyashkena. We are just saying to you, align yourself, Iyokona, Iyashkena. Do not get pulled off your frequency, Iyashkena, Naniyoko, because the frequencies of the world are chaotic, Iyokona, Iyashkena. Stop looking for the gaps. You are the gap. You are the peace and the sunshine and the light and the prayer. And the calmness, and the peace, and the wisdom, and the truth. You are magnificent. And you can do this. Our channel spent 5 months saying, why me, why me, why me, and then did it anyway. Yonono Nieshkena Nanioko Okona, and brought forth a beautiful message, Yokona Nieshkena. You are the gap. You are the hope. You are the role model. You are magnificent. And we love you. And you are deeply loved. So it is just a little shift in perspective, don't you think? Just a little shift in perspective. You carry with you, as you, through you, and for you, the divine source energy. It is the element that allows you to stand strong, firmly, and know that you are the order within the chaos, that you are the peace within the noise, that you are the strength within the fear. That you are the right action than the hate and the anger. That you are divine order within the stagnant heart. Just breathe that in for a moment. There is an opportunity for you to live your life in enjoyment every day. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter what you don't have. What matters is that you can put your hands in your heart and say, I love you. And know that everything that you have done to this moment, everything that will come before you from that moment on, does not change, alter, transform, or destroy the frequency of love that you are. Onono ni yeshke na 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 yoko okona. So ponder on that. Shift your perspective. Embrace it or reject it. But know that you are the gap. You are the whisper in the wind. You are the silence amongst the noise and the static. Light worker, light worker, light worker. Oh, no, no, niyeshke na. Stay in alignment with your true, first true love, the divinity of yourself. Divinity of your relationship with your source. So, in the simplest things like buying a book and enjoying a hamburger and feeling the sun on your face on a magnificent day, maybe reaching down and feeling the earth in your hand. Maybe you get to go to a job that you haven't had in a while. Maybe you get to have an ice cream cone. Maybe you are negotiating a contract that is going to keep children safe. Give women services. Allow people to eat. Maybe you'll see a person without shelter and being able to give them a kind word. Or maybe because of your newfound job, you might even be able to buy them a meal. These are new areas for you to explore. It's coming out of your closets, in your shelters, in your healing rooms, and in your group of community to see that there's a whole wide world out there that is very much in need of your light. You don't have to try to transform the darkness. You just show up as who you are. And the world will be so much brighter because you have had the courage to show up and be the gap, the peace, the truth, and the light. So, let's all take a deep breath in. Know that you have everything you need. Yokona ieshkena. And know that the ways that you have learned, yokona, yokona, in the past are still available to you. Ieshkena nano yoko. Know that you will know the exact right thing to say in the exact right moment. Yoshkona ieshkena. Know that you will know when to touch someone's heart with a smile. Yoshkona ieshkena. We love you. We love you, light workers. We love you. We love everyone, but we love you. Tonight is a special message just for you. Iokona iekena. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you very, very, very deeply. And we are so grateful for you. We love you. We love you. And we wish you adieu.